A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
A Tricky Kid Media original distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to XBiz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game on all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
We're live at the Exotica Expo in Dallas, Texas. First time Exotica has been here, and I'm here sitting next to cam girl Finley Blake, which remakes.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. I'm exhausted.
This is day three, so this is the final day. So Finley has been working this crazy event for 3 days. Tell us how it's been.
It's been good. It's not as crazy as the AVN, because I worked at the AVN in January.
Okay.
It's a lot more toned down than that, but I'm still very exhausted because I've been walking like a mile every day, and you know, at the booth, on cam,
yes,
talking to people, and it's all over the place. But it's really fun, and I'm networking. I've met a lot of people, and
that's the whole idea. And that's the whole idea, because I mean, you were here, obviously sponsored by Streamag, but ultimately you're here to promote your brand.
Yes.
Okay. And tell us what your brand is.
I don't even know how to speak it.
Well, you're gorgeous, okay?
Thank you.
You have a very great look. You have a unique look.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I know there's the whole alt kind of model tattoo world. We're friends with Joanna in Burning Angel, and we know them real well and support them. But you also have, you know, everybody's unique, I guess, but you have a very unique look. So what would you say are the people that are coming to your cam shows?
The people that come to my cam shows, because I'm very personable and I talk to everyone.
Okay.
And like, when you go into a cam room, people aren't always talking. Sometimes they might be sitting there waiting for a show, which is fine. Everyone runs their room differently. I get to know my members, you know, and like I start getting regulars, and I consider them my friends.
But who are they? I mean, what kind of people are they? Is it very specific to an age group? Is it very specific to girls in your?
I get girls sometimes. I get couples sometimes. It's more men. And it's kind of all over the board, really.
Let's break it down for a little bit, because I'm sure anyone listening to this probably already knows what a cam show is.
Yeah.
But in the simplest terms, if somebody who is probably only watched or consumes your pornography via the old school way, why don't you tell them a little bit about what a cam show is?
Okay, so, well, on Streamate itself, there's three different kinds of shows you can do. There's a gold show, which is kind of like a group show with a low buy-in. So, you know, if someone's never seen your show before.
But break it down even further, though. I mean, like, I'm 65 years old. I've never been on the internet.
Okay.
My grandson has said, hey, grandpa, you catch the grandson looking at porn and going, wait a minute, he's actually talking to that girl. That's not a videotape. If he wanted to experience that, tell him how he would do that.
You would go to...
or any one of,
you know. Or you know, any campsite.
But for this sake, since you are here with Streamate, we're going to promote Streamate, okay? So I go on to Streamate, and what do I do?
You know, like the front page, like there's several pages and models, but generally people like end up picking, like looking through the girl, you see their picture, and you kind of like click on ones who might interest you. So we all have like our own like separate pictures of,
right.
I have like several different ones that I'll like change now and then.
Do I have to put a credit card on the file?
When you sign up, you, in order to have like an account where you can talk to people, you do put a credit card in, but you don't get charged for anything. It's a free account. You sign up. Once you have a credit card attached to it, you're free to go into a room and talk to any model you want to.
Okay.
That way you can like kind of look around and find someone that you like, want to talk to.
And kind of figure it out there.
Yeah.
Now, is it the people that aren't just looking for sex on camera?
Yeah.
Is it more interesting because there is a human interaction? Is that what they're after?
I feel like it is. Like, I, you know, like, I do have a lot of, like, regulars that don't tip for sex just to support me, like, as a model and as a person because we're friends.
Right, okay.
And so, you know, there's definitely, like, a friendship.
Okay. Now, who do you perform on camera with? So, are they people that you select? Is somebody that StreetMate selects? Is it?
I do solo shows mostly. I have done girl shows in the past, and always been someone that I've chosen. I don't think I could do. Well, I take that back because I've applied to do like solo or girl porn.
Okay.
With an agency, but for a cam show, because it's such like a.
So, is getting and doing boy girl porn in mainstream, does that interest you at all?
No.
Okay. And that's what I wanted to talk about was, is this a good way for you to create a revenue stream for you with something that you enjoy for the comfort of your own home and for those that don't really want to really make that leap into being a full time porn star and also having a geographically, you know, move to California and everything else?
Yeah, I think it's a really good option, you know, like, if you are unsure about, like, having sex with people that someone picks for you, like an agency, or if you're unsure about going to a strip club and, like, being in front of people.
And have you ever done that?
I've never done that. I have no problem with, like, nudity in public, being around people, but, you know, some people do, and, like, I don't think I could work in a strip club, honestly, just because...
Not because of the dirty, because of the atmosphere. Okay. Yeah. I've heard that a lot today in the interviews we've done.
Yeah, like, just the atmosphere doesn't appeal to me, and, you know, like, I like being able to pick when I want to work, when I can work. Okay. I have a chronic pain condition, so I can't work all the time.
I see, okay.
And so, like, if I need to take a day off, I can take a day off, and I don't have to, like, call in sick or tell anyone.
Your own boss. I'm my own boss. I know what that's like. You know, it feels good, but you're still constantly having to work. But now, for every, let's say, StreetMate has 1,000 girls that are currently signed up, either under an account or what we just recently learned with a studio account, with other different people, what, not all of them can be represented or will be represented like you are, not only at a big trade show like this, but also at the Avian Awards, you know, the big one in Vegas. How did you get involved, or how does that work?
I think you really, like, the biggest thing with camming is you really, it's a full-time job, you know? Like, you might be camming, like, 20 hours a week, but you have to keep a social, presence on social media.
Right.
The words are, like, slipping out of my mouth. I'm tired now.
No worries.
You keep a presence on social media. Like, I have a Tumblr. I do, sex toy reviews for different companies. And, you know, just, like, keeping yourself out there.
Is that how StreetMate chooses the girls to sponsor the booths?
This, I actually saw the thing looking for models to, like, be ambassadors for StreetMate.
Okay, so today was under maybe an open casting call capacity.
Well, it was the whole thing. They put it up, and I was like, hey, not that far. Like, I'll email, and I don't know how many emails they got, but they emailed me back.
Okay.
And said that
The reason why I wanted to choose you was because of what you just said, was that you're not somebody that's like this wicked, I mean, you know, you're not really ready to meet Jenna Jameson, but you're also not a wicked warrior. Like you said, you are at the full-time job. You do take it seriously.
Yeah.
I stalked you a little bit social media-wise so I can be prepared for the interview, if you don't mind, and I saw, I was like, that's somebody that I want to talk to. And then, not to mention, but whenever we put out the thing, you were one of the first people that were like, yes, I would be, want to be interviewed. I mean, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, having that exposure. So if I was StreamMate or whatever company and thinking, okay, what kind of investor do I want? I want somebody out there that's, doesn't have 12 followers and hasn't tweeted in a month, and somebody that understands that you have to work this, and from a marketing standpoint, I wouldn't be doing my job as a journalist. Of course, the whole premise of the panel took me by surprise. Now I'm no authority, okay? So this is the question I want to put to you, okay? Was that they were? It was called Hot Girls One, and the industry reacts, and the reaction was 100% negatively, okay? And the negative thing was this. They were saying that Rashida Jones's agenda, it appeared to them at least, was that they're saying that this encompasses all of porn. Like, this, like, it's this very bad thing, and if you want to get into porn or get a new porn, this is what you can expect. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not defending the documentary, but after seeing it, and we've seen it twice, I didn't get that at all. Okay, but what I got was that this is perhaps one aspect of it, or this is how people are getting into it quicker now in 2015.
I mean, I don't even think I finished Hot Girls One. Honestly, I think I turned it off because I was just like,
okay, talk about that.
I just thought it was garbage because it's only the negative. I can't stand when something only shows one side of something. Like, of course that happens. Of course, like, people who just turn 18, like, get in the situation that they don't want to be in. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, in this industry, like, you need to read your contract thoroughly. You need to know what you're getting into. You need to know that people are probably going to find out. And you should act like you don't want people to find out, and you don't want, like, this is not the business for you, basically. So I think that it's, in some ways, like, the industry is glorified, and that's what makes people want to do it, because they think, like, oh, I can make this much money in, like, a week. But that the reality is that's not true.
Okay, but speak to your personal, how the offense that you took to the movie. Talk about that personally.
I think personally it just pissed me off because I'm tired of seeing, like, purely. I mean, they definitely include the entire picture. They only did, like, one part of the picture.
Okay, okay.
You know, there's a lot more to it than just, like, oh, I'm going to sign up and do this. You know, like, it's not as black and white as that. There's, like, a lot of gray areas.
And this is not in defense of the film at all, but I do think that it was important that it illuminated something as a cautionary tale. And again, at the end of the day, there's only so many hours in the day, so they were to do this whole other side of it to encompass the whole thing, it may have taken 3 more years to do it. Maybe,
Well, then maybe they should have waited.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I love that quote. I'm gonna put. Then maybe you should have waited, Finley Blake. That's your quote right there.
People quote me all the time on Twitter. I say funny shit.
No, I'm good. We're gonna be friends. We're gonna be good friends. That's awesome. You're from Texas.
My cam shows are funny too. I've had some weird cam shows before, like rubbing gummy bears all over my body.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes you just need to break it up and, not.
Yes. Exactly, because it does get boring after a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so last question. As being a cam girl and being a cam girl from Texas, I also was ABN this year. It was my first year. Was it your first year at ABN? Mine too. And for those that are listening who can't see, there's a lot of these very religious zealots outside that are in the spirit of the Westboro Baptist Church, which you may have heard of. And even as we saw last night, there were Christians outside that were protesting the protesters.
Yeah.
Okay? So, what I've come to the conclusion of is that since we saw nothing like that in Vegas because it's so much, the norm. So, do you think that the reason for this is that the release is stronger because the oppression is deeper?
I think that those people outside have nothing better to do with their time.
It's a spectacle.
It's a spectacle. I mean, they told me inside when I was walking inside that I deserved to get raped.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because of what I was wearing. It's like, you're not like Catholic. Like, you can't call yourself Catholic. Like, my whole family is Catholic. That's not Catholic. That's
disrespectful. No, it's just hate. Just like, spreading hate, right.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like, I didn't see the protesters that were outside last night, but I heard that some of them were actually talking to people, and that I can respect, you know? If you, like, are against something or whatever, and you just, like, peaceful protest. You don't have to sit out there and throw water on people and tell people to get raped.
Obviously that has nothing, you know, to do with an actual message other than protest is actually promoting it.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone here is here consensually.
Yes.
We're all here because we want to be
That's right. But do you think that the reason why it's so much greater here isn't just because it's a conservative thing? Do you think it's, again, the release is stronger because the oppression is deeper?
Probably. Yeah, definitely in Texas. I mean, Vegas is
a different. Well, you can't. I mean, that's an easy thing to understand those differences. But I just mean, like, you know, even in New Jersey, I don't think you're going to be seeing the type of.
Well, this is the first time Exotic has ever been in Dallas,
right?
And there was a big stink about it beforehand, about the billboards and stuff.
Yes.
And they were equating trafficking with the adult industry.
That's right.
And like everybody I know who's in the adult industry is anti-trafficking.
Well, of course.
So
this is a trade show. This is a business.
Trafficking
is a buzzword that gets the intentions of. It gets people wound up, and that's what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so where can people find you and find your shows and find you on social media?
I am Finley, FINLEY _Blake, BLAKE, cammodels.com.
Okay.
It's on that thing that I gave you.
Okay.
And my Twitter is TheFinleyBlake.
Okay. And are you also have a Facebook fan page as well? Or?
I don't have a Facebook.
Okay.
I just do. I have IamFinleyBlake.tumblr.com.
Okay.
And so I'll be putting. I have sex toy reviews up there, and I post like stuff.
Oh, nice.
So.
Okay. Well, look for Finley Blake on Stream8. You can follow her, as you said, on social media. Finley, thanks so much for being with us today. Whatever. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And we'll have to do a follow up. We'll be in Austin. What's the big thing, ACL?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, primarily, like I said, my background is in the music industry, so we do comedy conventions, we do pinball conventions, we do this stuff, we were at Sundance this year, but my thing is primarily within music, so we'll be down there, so we'll have to do like a follow-up on you and do that, so.
Yeah, you can hit me up, like, you know, you have my numbers on Twitter and all that stuff.
Thank you.
I want to thank Finley Blake for being on our show, and it was great meeting her at Exotica. And you can find Finley on Twitter at TheFinleyBlake. It's the at symbol at TheFinleyBlake. And also at her streaming site, which is chatterbait.com/TheFinleyBlake. Anyway, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next week.